This is a presentation of the Badlands Media Network.
That's a hell of a name.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, on this beautiful, beautiful day in creation. Today is April 17th, 2024. I'm still amazed at how time is racing on. This is episode 16.2 of the Rattlegator Report. Thank you so much for joining me. I had an unexpected trip to Tallahassee yesterday, dealing with some leak issues once again, and it played out all day, much to my surprise. And then the light fixture in the kitchen apparently went out. Life continues to happen. You know how that works. Today is going to be something of a Trumpian day, I believe, if things flow the way I'm anticipating them to flow. But man, it's 90 degrees already, you know, a little early for that much heat and humidity in Northeast Florida, but so it goes. I did, in fact, purchase a cheap set of golf clubs in anticipation of the Clay County Gator Club outing on Sunday. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully my baby sister's coming over here today to do some sprints as I try to encourage her to engage this type of exercise regimen to help her in her journey. We'll see. Hopefully we successfully get through that. But I'm thinking about everything that's going on. It's a travel day for many in our community. Some people have already arrived in Dallas for GART. Many people are arriving today, others Thursday. But I'm going to miss not being out there. I don't quite know how to watch the thing. I'm going to have to communicate to Kate or somebody like, hey, okay, now how do I get this feed? And how do I watch these shows and all of that good stuff? But it should be a fantastic outing. We're in a very important moment, I think, inside the Content Creator Network, the country as a whole. I do believe there's a summer of correction coming very important summer of correction. And in part, I think we're going to have to be careful, in my estimation, with the appeasement thing. You know, on the world stage, what is going on? We don't want to lapse into something of an appeasement position. I certainly don't. And I just think we have to be careful. So I'm going to try and start the show out today. I thought about doing this Monday, but let me see if I can manage to present it properly today. Hopefully I can. Yeah, we look good.
Come on, yeah.
Yes, you will.
Just thought, you know, started to play it the other day. That is the real America, right? That so many of us know and love, founded on Judeo-Christian principles that we do not back away from, we do not shy away from. And do you know that the Lord will make a way? Do you have faith? We're approaching the summer of correction. I think I coined that because that's what I believe. We'll see how everything goes, right? But in that spirit, I also periodically post this because that fits as well. The time that we're in, the persecution that we see, not imagined, but real. And put right in our face. So what are we going to do about that, ladies and gentlemen? What are we going to do? That's an existential question, right? A challenge of sorts that we've got to think through. Scenarios, eventualities. You know, you as a force multiplier, you got to think through, what are you going to be ready to do? In that vein, I want to transition on this somewhat Trumpian day to my first supportive advertiser. And of course, I hope to see some of you in Southwest Florida. Some of you in GART are going to see this bad boy, but I will see it Monday night, Southwest Florida time of deceit.
Investigating covert CIA operations, investigating the CIA in general, is now off limits to the press, unless you have what Ted Turner called proof beyond a reasonable doubt, which when you're talking about covert operations, you're never going to find as a journalist.
Conspiracy theorists, kooks, crackpots.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
We don't engage in assassinations and kidnappings and things of that kind. As far as I know, we never have.
One third of my staff in this task force was covert action, was propagandist.
Honestly, Twitter or X now is really where I get like all my news.
The unholy alliance between the intelligence community, social media platforms, and legacy media outlets.
And we will have to summon the same capacity to adapt to new circumstances and to meet changing times while upholding timeless ideals.
Fake, disgusting news.
It's one of those pieces of what we've seen around January 6th that is pushed by people that want to suggest that this attack was something other than what it really was.
This is why so many people can't stand the mainstream media, and why there's a hardcore animosity towards the media that is pretty much commensurate or equivalent to the animosity towards Congress.
Was that your laptop?
For real, I don't know.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what
this way you're
exactly
going.
What
this is going. Where he's going. The laptop is Russia. Yes.
Gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
We have an army of digital soldiers. This was irregular warfare at its finest.
Fuck you.
War.
War, the man said, right? Beautiful, just beautiful. Now, I've got a very biased opinion, y'all know that, about so much of this irregular warfare and all that good stuff, the American Revolution 2.0. I'm gonna put this image, I have said to you before, and I mean this, there is something divine, as far as I'm concerned, about Bitcoin. About Bitcoin. And so this week, most especially, I'm checking to see a little bit what, because the halving is coming and we need to learn about that. We need to not be afraid of that. We just need to see where is the price of this bad boy? Somewhere in the low 60s. Not a big deal. You just think about where it has come from, right? What did I do? I put something. Yeah, let me see if I can. I'm not sure this will come through on the screen, but this is Michael Saylor. I keep threatening to write about him. But man, has he been a pathfinder in a soldier sense of the word, a force multiplier of the highest rank through his company MicroStrategy, and that's MSTR over there. I've put this thing before. You just see the returns. And how much, if you just pay attention, how much people have been trying to go after him, go after Bitcoin, because it impacts so much, this American Revolution 2.0. It impacts so much. And I just, okay. We're going to see how it all plays out. We're going to see how it all plays out. But you can see just how panicked, you know, these sapsuckers are, really and truly, in their attacks on force multiplier number one, that's Donald Trump. And I'm going to start off, I'm going to try and read, I think I created a piece, one of my, you know, there were two, I don't know, do I want to say they're my two favorite women out there in California, Baldilocks and Julie Ponzi. And Julie Ponzi sent me this piece. I was really impressed with this guy. So I want to read what he wrote, but I got to see if I can remember how to present the thing, because I also want to share it on the screen. And this is it. See if I can make this work. Yes, Alvin Bragg's witch trial. Oh, hell, I didn't mean to do that. But anyway, I'll leave all of that in there. Here's the text. He's talking about Alvin Bragg's witch trial, which, of course, is this New York craziness. Until today, and he wrote this April 15th, 2024, it had been over 200 years since the state of New York held a witch trial. Jane Naught Conniff defended herself against charges that she was a witch in an 1816 New York court. Ms. Conniff, however, at least knew what crime she was charged with having committed. She survived the process with an acquittal. Alvin Bragg, in contrast to Connors prosecutors, is taking Donald Trump to trial while accusing him of covering up a crime he has not specified. Bragg's indictment repeatedly alleges Trump made a false business entry to commit another crime and aid and conceal the commission thereof. What crime? The indictment doesn't say. Was it witchcraft? As I demonstrate below, I don't think we can rule that out. The New York hush money case is not complicated. To call it complicated suggests the indictment makes sense if you invest enough time and effort into reading through the documents. The indictment is nonsensical and unconstitutional on its face. Trump should not have to wait until trial to discover what law he's accused of having broken. A jury should not be allowed to find Trump used his business records to commit another crime unless somebody proves beyond a reasonable doubt that another crime was committed. Corporate media ignores this obvious weakness in the case by salaciously harping on Donald Trump's alleged affair with Stormy Daniels. Such an affair, if it happened, is not illegal and is not the crime with which Trump is charged. They hint darkly at a campaign finance violation. Again, Trump has not been charged with violating any campaign finance laws in this case. They speak solemnly about a hush money agreement used to hide the affair. Again, not illegal and not charged. In the accompanying statement of facts, Bragg accused Trump of hiding damaging information from the voting public during the 2016 presidential election. If true, that also is not a crime, nor has Trump been charged with hiding damaging information. Bragg also alleged Trump violated election laws. Well, hell, which laws? According to whom? Bragg does not say, and Trump has not been charged by Bragg or anyone else with violating election laws. It could be that Trump will be charged something in keeping with any of these theories or something new. But since the judge is allowing the prosecution to ambush Trump, we could be surprised by any charge they announce, even witchcraft. Defendants, other than Trump, are normally entitled to the Sixth Amendment guarantee to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation before a criminal trial can be held to imprison him. So again, he should know what crime he's accused of covering up before showing up to trial. If Bragg fails to prove any element of the charges, Donald Trump should be found not guilty as a matter of law. If Donald Trump proves he never committed the underlying crime, which Bragg says he covered up, Trump wins. But how can Trump do that when it remains a closely guarded secret on the day of trial? We won't know what Trump supposedly tried to cover up until the jury instructions. Bragg can wait until the case is over before picking a crime for his cover-up charges. The jury selection process began on Monday with no jurors selected. The trial will hamper Trump's campaigning for president over the next 6 to 8 weeks, at which point he will simply have to pivot to his other legal matters. Both Bragg and the presiding judge have assured the public that politics and the election play no part in this impartial administration of justice. That's some powerful witchcraft itself. Yes. Adam Mill, it is. Adam Mill is a pen name of a Kansas City, Missouri attorney who specializes in labor and employment and public administration law. Graduated from the University of Kansas, had been admitted to practice in Kansas and Missouri. He has contributions to The Federalist, American Greatness, and The Daily Caller. This was written in Chronicles. I meant to put a link in the chat. I think I forgot to do that. But there were a couple of comments that jumped out at me. The first two, in fact, I didn't read any further. Michael Kaiser said, sorry, I have a JD too. And as an aside, have spoken at a number of CLEs on ethics, among other things. And these Trump trials cemented for me the inherent corruptness of a goodly percentage of legal practitioners and thus legal apparatuses also. In fact, One of the most hilarious oxymorons, although those in the legal profession pronounce it with deadly earnest, is that somehow, of all professions at that, the legal profession is in a position to go even deeper and pronounce morality, character, and fitness. Further, my God, look at the corruption of bar associations shown so clearly in what has happened to Eastman and others. I could write a book. In fact, I am toying with an idea right now. Only the legal profession doesn't get the deep and entrenched juxtaposition in how it views itself versus how so many others view it in many ways and these Trump matters. That said, at least some of these things with Trump would not be happening if we did not have a press accompaniment, terrified, and ultimately, when at the minimum, challenged the corrupt establishment, pushing and cheering all things anti-Trump and then some for almost 10 freaking years. Still, perhaps only in a few locales like New York would this current trial be taking place. How can the New York higher courts even look themselves in the mirror right now? Cutting Trump's bond in the other case by 2/3 does not even scratch the surface of so much. In reply, Larry Bowen said, "How can they look themselves in the mirror? They are desperate. They know Project 2025 is coming. Trump is carrying the flag at the head of the assault. They know that 2025 is going to rip the filthy establishment to shreds, tear it down to the foundation, and then rebuild. What they haven't yet figured out is Project 2025 has a life of its own now. And if Trump falls with flag in hand, somebody else will pick it up and lead the charge." And somebody else, ladies and gentlemen, is you and I. We the people. That's the real deal. That's why we have to be savvy right now in the midst of all of these provocations. They are desperate and they are trying to force us to not be savvy. That's what they're trying to do. They know damn well this is absurd, but it's their last desperate shot. We have to maintain. We have to keep the faith. Do you, in fact, know the Lord will make a way? Do you? That should be enough, in my estimation, to deal with the craziness that they keep provoking us with. And that's what it is. Provocations. Straight up provocations. I think I want to play. I also put this in the chat the other day. I don't think I played it. My memory may be failing me. I am still tired. But first, let me get back to the chat. I got all of these. You know how easily I can get confused with all of this stuff. I need to get out of this full screen here. I need to get back to you in the chat. Where did I put the chat? There's the chat. And let me greet David. Thank you so much for being early. Good morning, MAGA. Sarad, good morning. Riff Pack, good morning. Me 53, good morning. Dina, you're traveling today, aren't you? Safe travels, love. Maggie, good morning. Lisa, good morning. That song is great. That Derek Sellers guy is very interesting to me. I wish that video was better. I don't know if that was some relative of his, but they were apparently into the song. And moving, and it would have been so good to have a still shot of professional video taking it. He's got a certain style, of course, that is out of the Black American experiment, so to speak. He did it well. He did it well. I was impressed. Let's see. Good morning, Elise. Ginger, because thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, me 53. I love that picture too. It touches me. It really does. It touches me. Yeah, Dina, it would have been great to be in Dallas. It really would have. Circumstances. I'm still, I took a long break before. It's like I'm contemplating another break. We must press into God Almighty. Absolutely. Maintain the faith. And, this is the thing about, I say all the time about liberation theology. I first kind of sort of encountered it at UF, just seeing it bubbling up in the early 80s. And then I got to FSU. There was a Black Studies professor who was in the religion department, Dr. Jones, teaching this liberation theology stuff. I was like, a religion professor in the state university system of Florida, a prominent professor at Florida State, and this is what you're teaching? No, hell no. Standard Christian theology is sufficient, really. War. Maggie, I just bragged. Bart was so prescient. He was. Oh, MAGA Keys, don't do the dooming out. No. So much to be happy about, faithful, so much. Mavis Staples, 85th birthday. Wow. Yeah, please hit the thumbs up, ladies and gentlemen, if you can spare a moment. That would be greatly appreciated. You think Eurythmic, they're going to try and arrest our guy going to Barron's? I've been so distracted. Hadn't thought about that. Did I see that Barron is having a graduation? I mean, that would be quite a moment. That would be quite a moment. I don't know. Everything they try and do, this is, I may read, Don Serber has a great column out today. I may read that. What do I have here scheduled? Yeah, I think I want to try and show that Viva Fry video, but your question stacked again, of course. It's an embarrassment to New York, just like the Georgia nonsense is an embarrassment. I think there is a plan, MAGA Keys. I don't have any doubt about that. I am not sure about the military courts. I think we have to be really careful with some of the Q stuff, which is a purposeful. Look, misinformation is flowing in all directions. And I've long said, until proven otherwise, I'm going to maintain this. The battle plan is making use of special assistant United States attorneys, in my opinion. Those are military JAG officers, but it's not going to be in the military courts. Could be wrong. But I think it's going to be in the regular courts. But JAG officers have been in the lead compiling everything so far. We'll see if they're in the lead in terms of the actual prosecution. We'll see. Yeah, and Eurythmic, this is my thing. This is why that Q stuff, people have to just understand. Part of it is confusion to the enemy. You just have to discern that. And you have to, it's like me sitting up there critiquing liberation theology and saying, why go down that road when standard Christian theology is perfectly sufficient? Same thing with the prosecution of the motherfucking wrongdoers. The military is the only way, is a little bit of a hint. It's not driving the train, I don't think. We'll see. None of us can know. But yeah, I don't think the military courts the way some people have popularly hypothesized. I don't think that's the way it's going to go. Yeah, the Trump derangement people do have broken brains of a sort. It's just, Mag, it's not about Q lying. We gotta understand the broad application of Q, the purpose. In many ways, it does pay to be somewhat agnostic about Q. Okay, not all in. In some ways, I'm just saying it has been an incredibly useful tool as far as I'm concerned, because my theory has been all along, Team Trump has been engaged in something of a civics education course, which requires a lot of discernment, dispassionate, non-emotional discernment. So don't feel like you've been lied to. Feel like you've read some participatory part of the war. Breitbart says war. Part of that is, this is the way I'm looking at it, part of that is that operation, which is a modified form of what the Green Berets do. I remain convinced of that as well. Again, this is also part of the military's the only way. Good morning, Jason. Yeah, Gitmo is not just military. God is watching. Cindy Widener, thank you for joining. Yes. Not just watching. Not just watching. We the people are, yes. Beeman, 1958, 100%. We are the military. Yeah, since 2016 is a long freaking time, I agree, but it did have to be this way. We still have people, I'm telling you, I had a conversation in Tallahassee, it's like, oh my goodness, with Biden putting everything out there, my friend could not acknowledge, just couldn't acknowledge. This is not a dumb man. Jason, I like the way you think, man. Fog of war is so thick, I am floating on the surface doing the backstroke and sipping some apple cider. Yes! Keep the faith. Be optimistic. Be optimistic. Yeah. Chase. Never make the perfect the enemy of the good. Never make a literal presentation be something you slavishly adhere to in a war. Okay. Hyperbole. Okay. We have to be quite savvy. We have to be careful. Okay, let me play this quick thing because it's just so much craziness that you step back and marvel. I posted on X the other day. It's like, if it weren't so consequential, you know, but it certainly appears to be incredibly consequential. And then I have to think, do I believe PANIC, panic, patriots are now in control? Yes, I do. Do I believe everything is integrated? Yes, I do. Do I believe there is a herding of wrongdoers going on and allowing them to metaphorically hang themselves through their actions, documented by them? Yes, I do. That's part of why this had to take so damn long. That's part of why they had to have a front like Biden. Again, this stuff gets very tricky and it's hard, you know, these theories, and to have some type of logical flow to your theory. I don't believe Hunter Biden was ever a crack addict in the way it's presented through the laptop. I do believe the laptop is real. I do believe there are these efforts. Okay, I do believe there were some shenanigans, but no, the crack addict thing doesn't pass the smell test for me. We will see. Okay, all right, let me see if I can present this video real quick, and we'll come back. Where did I put it? Yes, this is a quick.
The judge is reacting in New York to being exposed that his family is making money off this rogue criminal prosecution. Just like Fannie Willis, the judge in New York, family is pocketing money off of the prosecution of Trump. That is not just partisan corruption, not just moral corruption. That is literal corruption. And what is the judge's reaction? Not, hey, maybe I should disqualify myself. It's Trump. You better shut up and not tell anybody about it, or I'm going to put you in prison even before we go through trial. And thankfully, Trump is like, fine, I've had enough of it. You want to put me in? I'll be the next Nelson Mandela. I love Nelson Mandela. Put me in. See what that looks like for you. See, because I'm not going to quit talking about you being a corrupt fraud on the American people. And so credit to Trump for being willing to stand up to these rogue judges, these rogue prosecutors, the exposing the weaponized, politicized nature of this process. I just hope he appreciates it's beyond him. It's been happening to ordinary people now for a long time. It's got worse over the last 10 years. The problem is the system itself. We need to take away this power from these people. They're untrustworthy and unreliable with it. Trump in his first term thought he could reform the CIA, reform the Pentagon, reform the NSA, reform the deep state. No, when you dance with the devil, it ain't the devil that changes. The devil changes you. The only way you can do is to conquer the devil and expel him to the regime, to the places where he belongs. All these judges, the DC judge, both New York judges, they should be under criminal prosecution because they're the ones interfering in an election. They're the ones violating constitutional rights and liberties, not Trump.
Robert, I'm just taking a note. I love that when you dance with the devil doesn't change. And I want to remind everybody, refresh everybody's memory of the details of what's going on. The judge's daughter, that's Judge Juan Marchand, that's his daughter. She works at whatever they call these things, a marketing firm, PR firm that represents the likes of Adam Schiff. She worked with Kamala Harris. They are making money hands over fist. Schiff has raised, I think it's $20+ million using this prosecution, the one that her father is spearheading right now. And Trump brought it up by linking to that New York Post article and then gets accused of threatening the family and bringing the daughter of the judge into this as though the daughter is an innocent civilian.
The Mackey thing, that calling exposing corruption threats, interference. It's absurd. But it's like, if that's what constitutes a crime, okay, judge, you're committing a crime. Let's see how well you like it when you're on the other side of that dock. And I mean, that's almost the only thing that's going to get their attention. It's why they go nuts when Mike Davis talks about, if I'm attorney general, we're going to start with a list. You know, they went nuts when they heard Kash Patel's on the attorney general list, because these are people that are actually going to uphold the Constitution and aren't afraid to utilize their powers. I mean, as it's now turned out, as we talked about, November of 2020, Bill Barr knew about election fraud and was busy covering it up. Nobody wanted to listen to me because they bought into all the nonsense about Barr. I got a hush-hush on Bill Barr. That's how bad Bill Barr is. New York family.
Now, here's my thing about Barnes. I love him in many ways. You know, can y'all see? I went to this football game and I was telling my brother, good gracious, I had my ball cap on backwards, and I just got roasted. Yes, black people do tan, and I got roasted out there just in a weird way. I didn't even think about, you know, wearing the hat. But anyway, here's my thing about Barnes. He doesn't understand who Donald Trump is. He doesn't understand what's happening right now, okay? And my theory about the special assistant United States attorneys is they are military officers who must keep secrets. They have been employed since the Trump administration. And they have an ongoing case, multiple cases, and they are letting these motherfuckers hang themselves through their very public actions. We are going to hang some motherfuckers. This is my thing, okay? They just don't understand what's happening. Many of us don't understand what's happening. He's kind of sort of told you, but he hasn't fully informed you. But this is what's happening. These things had to happen. People failing in their duty who think it's just, oh, duty. You said duty. Like, no, it means something, motherfucker. It means something, and there are consequences. Accountability consequences when you're in position and you fail in your duty. So, yeah, it's part of the reason why we're being made to endure this bullshit, in my estimation, because the record has to be documented. It has to be. So yeah, quietly, a lot of things are happening. And, you know, we live in the age of the advertised mind. We live in the power of the media, what people are presented with. Like my friend on the Biden stuff, you know, they don't show the fullness, the mainstream media. And if you're just watching the mainstream media, and a lot of those folks are, they're just watching the mainstream media and reading the mainstream media, and they've all been poured out, you know, to an incredible extent. So you really are only getting a slight slice of what's really happening. They are in full panic mode. You can tell. You can tell. Hunter despised his dad. There's something weird going on with the Bidens. I don't quite know. There is something weird going on. At least it doesn't pass muster because they want you to believe two things that cannot be. The man's a crack addict. His whole face is getting fucked up. He's just doing all of this shit. But yes, he's going to Ukraine and he's doing all of these different little things and people are shoveling money his way. The Chinese are, you know, no, it doesn't fucking work that way. You have to be reliable and blackmailable. A crack addict is not blackmailable because he's a fucking addict. They're unpredictable if you understand anything about crack addicts. So no, the story doesn't make sense. It makes sense only in a TV kind of way. This has been my thing. This is why I sniffed it out from the very beginning. It doesn't make sense. It's a narrative. Doesn't say Hunter hasn't done some wrongdoing. Doesn't say that laptop does not contain proof of the wrongdoing. Okay? Two different things. Maggie, literally hours of video on that laptop of Hunter doing drugs. Were you in that room with him? Or did you see video that can be, believe it or not, conjured up and pulled out of someone's ass and presented? They can fake that, is what I'm trying to say. It's incredible how we don't apply. Got to do my other supporting advertisers. I recognize that, but we need to apply healthy skepticism to that. That entire crack addict thing, we must apply some healthy skepticism. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Some, you know, and MAGA keys, this is the thing. This is also part of the narrative that's been necessary to hide what they are doing in this war. All of these DOJ people are not corrupt. All of these DOD people are not corrupt. All of the CIA is not corrupt. There are nodes of control. This is the thing. Donald Trump did have an impact on the State Department. He did have an impact on the CIA. Believe what you want. I'm 100% on that. It's going to come out in the after action report, though. Yeah, we are watching a movie. And listen, Ghost in the Machine. I was talking to Paul Absolute the other day. Saw some people, important people, and they got this Ghost in the Machine tattoo. Okay, there's a lot, ladies and gentlemen. A lot is going on under the radar because the way these people manipulate control, it's the same thing about saying Barack Obama laying down some red line and telling the adversary, this is, you know, it's like, okay, this is stupid as hell. It's not what the fuck you do. Anyway, don't get me started back on Obama and all of that craziness. Yeah, Maggie, look, I hear that. No show, blah, it's all part of the narrative. The physical thing is the giveaway to me. You see these pictures, he's all fucked up. You know, it's like, no, they are lying about that. It is a manufactured narrative. Part of the movie, 100%. Come on. We got to be more discerning than that. Okay, advertisements. Let me get on the JOB and do my duty with these next two supportive advertisers, Mike Lindell.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
All right, next up is Badlands Survival.
In today's fast-paced world, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Badlands Media steps in. Preparing for life's uncertainties is about being ready for anything, right where you are. Welcome to the Badlands Media Shop. We've partnered with Patriot companies offering products that empower you to prepare for any eventuality comfortably from your home. The Badlands Media Shop has everything you need to secure your peace of mind. Browse the virtual aisles. Prepare your family for the year ahead with products you can trust from companies that share your values. Whether it's growing your own food or prepping long-term storage, protecting your family, or stocking up on emergency supplies, we've got you covered. Get prepared. Visit Badlands Media Shop at badlandsmedia.tv/shop today. Every purchase supports a freedom-loving business as well as Badlands Media. That's badlandsmedia.tv/shop. Thank you for your continued support.
All right. And, you know, back to the chat. At least, look, I know you're not doubting me. I'm not angry in the slightest. When I speak from an the way I discern is from an adversarial mindset, and it could be taken as agitated. It isn't. It's just engaged. That's all it is. But I know, and I know you understand and appreciate my viewpoint. It's an opinion, and I could be wrong. Okay? That's the fact of the matter with all of us. We got these opinions. We cannot know. We're trying to discern. And while doing so, from my vantage point, we're all acknowledging we could be wrong. That's just the way it works. Let's see. Who was it I wanted to respond to? Widener, Cindy Widener. Yes. The thing about the WHO, for me, to hell with the WHO. I do not give a damn about the WHO. They cannot override our Constitution. But these dumbasses do want to subjugate us. And they've got dumbass supporters within our country who want to subjugate us to that. Shit ain't happening. It's almost like me being all in on electric vehicles, right? And many of the people within that community, including the developers of the technology and all like that, see a future in which nobody drives their own vehicle and everybody's riding around. And hell no, that is never going to happen in the United States of America. And when you put that forward, that idea, it says you don't freaking understand the United States of America and our concept of freedom and independence. You will never have something in this country where we can't independently drive our own damn vehicle. If it's flying or driving on some roadway, that ain't gonna happen. So, but you got some people who don't believe that. Many of them did not grow up in this country and they don't really understand inalienable rights, God given. They don't understand it. Okay, I'm sorry for you. But yeah, that ain't gonna happen. Okay, let me, let's see, Chuck Carr, Giggum, Aggies. Yeah, there's no legal way for them. They can do whatever the hell they want. Listen, again, part of this theory of mine, regions of responsibility and cooperation, the United Nations ain't going to have no import the way they have. They fucking failed us too. Way too lawyer infused, right? That one guy in that piece was talking about the bar. We're going to have to deal with these bar associations. I mean, you want to talk about a lawyer organization failing the country. I'm not sure there's any professional group or association that failed us more. And we don't give a damn about a scamdemic, scaredemic, anything coming. That shit is over. They shot their wad. That shit is over. You let them know you ain't going for the stupid shit. Yeah, and you know, Jason, I've purposefully stayed away from the game theory stuff, the Nash equalism. Yeah, okay, all right. Because I know we've got it covered, you know, in the network, and that it might illuminate quite a bit, but we got enough. You know, I don't have to go down. Oh man, I'm out of time. I don't have to go down that road. They got it covered and covered well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Time for me to get gone. I do greatly appreciate y'all hanging in there with me today. Hopefully, I will see you Friday morning, bright and early. All right. With that, later, Gators.
Friends, first off, thank you so very much for joining us. We truly and deeply appreciate your continued support and love shown to us here at Badlands Media. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up on this video and help get this show on the Rumble leaderboard. Another way you can support Badlands for free? Become a Badlander. How do you do that? Head on over to badlandsmedia.tv, click connect from the top menu, and then click be a Badlander. Once you're registered, you can download clips from your favorite Badlands shows to share on your social media accounts. You can also print out flyers and stickers that you can hand out at an event and more. Let's keep growing our community because we are the news now and we take that very seriously. Thank you again from Badlands for your support and your love. It is appreciated more than you know.
All right. I forgot to end the stream. Bye, y'all.